Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. Mrs. Campos, I know I'm disappointing my parents. I've tried my best, but nothing I do is ever right. How am I going to tell them that I failed again? These are the words of one of my students. Your child has likely felt the same way at some point. Yeah, even your child. It's not our intention to make our kids feel this way, but we do it all the time. How? By our expectations. We expect more from our children than anyone else. What? No, I don't, Christina. Not me, you might be saying. Well, I'm going to challenge you on that thought today. So today we're going to talk about expectations, labeling, and judgment. We all start parenthood with an ideal dream. Think back to your pregnancy with your first child. You had high hopes and were full of excitement. You wanted that happy family. You probably even daydreamed about your new life as a parent and envisioned your child in your imagination. You saw yourself parenting better than your parents and raising a fantastic human who was going to turn out successful. All right, but what does successful mean to you? I challenge you to stop here for a moment and brainstorm words that equal success in your mind. Does that mean they have a good job, make a certain amount of money, or have a certain amount of independence? If you're able, pause the podcast for a moment and answer this question in your mind. What does being successful mean to you? Then, what does your child have to do to be successful? Do they need to get good grades? Not play video games? Become a good athlete? Be heterosexual, or dress a certain way? These questions take time to answer and a lot of soul searching. But if you take the analysis seriously, then you will get to the heart of your expectations. Expectations hurt our relationship with our children. Eventually, children will fall short of meeting our expectations. And when they do, they feel hopeless, sad, confused, and worthless. And over time, if our child keeps feeling that they are not living up to our expectations, they can even eventually give up altogether. They can feel unlovable and disconnect from our parent-child relationship. Do you remember having those feelings as a child? Which of your parents' expectations did you not meet? Consider reflecting on your own childhood and your own hidden expectations that you have for your child. As we move forward, I'm going to give you a free PDF today. It's going to help you build connection by diving deeper into these hidden, very much hidden, judgments and labels and expectations that we have in parenting and on our kids. But step one for change is acknowledging that these expectations are even there so that we can move into a better and closer relationship with our child. Because is your child now acting out? Are they just not turning out the way that you thought they were going to? Maybe parenting life just isn't the peachy keen reality that you were hoping for. See, we all feel this way from time to time. And when you get into those ruts, you need to listen to this podcast. Because this disappointment that I know so many of you are feeling stems from having expectations. You see, expectations ruins relationships and kills happiness. So let's explain why expectations ruins your connection with your kids And this might be the cause of some of the disconnect that you might be having with your child, especially if they're a tween or teen or even a young adult, as they are trying to make their own way into the world. All right, let's start with where expectations come from. Well, most of them come from society, but they can come from our aspirations, our hopes, our dreams, or from our upbringing, or really anywhere where we were taught, this is how things are supposed to be. This is what things are supposed to look like. But the key word here is taught. Expectations are a taught mindset. That means we can change our expectations if we choose. Now, you probably guessed it already that society teaches us so many of these expectations. Depending on where you live in the world, in your city, in your economic price range, all these expectations kind of get pushed upon us in ways that we don't even realize. I think parents expect more from their kids than anyone else. It's 100% natural to envision a home full of bliss and bonding, but we find out the minute that you have that baby that won't stop crying, that parenthood, especially, is not what we expected. Yet we continue to hope for things for our kids and expect them to act a certain way. We expect them to do certain things. All these expectations causes a huge burden on your child. The pressure is enormous. And when you keep having expectations, they will eventually fall short. And here is where your relationship suffers. What happens when our kids don't live up to our expectations? They don't become the athlete, the musical genius, the straight-A student that we wanted them to be. Well, this leads to disappointment for you and despair for the child. Really, we are setting up our relationship with our children for doom when we have expectations. And what if you have a people-pleasing child? What happens when they can't live up to all these expectations? If we expect our child to be something and these people-pleasing children put all of their self-worth into pleasing you because their love language is words of affirmation, and they can't wait to hear your praise and see you proud of them, then when they can't live up to the expectation, they feel like a failure. And I've seen many of these kids go into depression. Even their journey to get that praise is full of anxiety. Honestly, many children, especially those that have words of affirmation as their love language, see your expectations as a conditional kind of love. What? I know you might be thinking, conditional love? I know that's not what you intended, but I'm telling you that that is how it is being perceived sometimes. So how do we combat this? All right. Let's get into the steps. Step one, identify when you are feeling disappointed in your child, and then ask yourself if the reason for that disappointment is due to an expectation. Step two would be challenge that expectation. Why do you have it? Where does it stem from? Is society telling you to expect that? And let me give you some examples. Why am I disappointed that my child has B's and C's? Is it because they are not an A student? Is it because I'm embarrassed what others will think? Am I embarrassed because they won't get into the university that I want them to? All right, another example. Why am I disappointed that my child wants to have a same-sex partner? Am I disappointed what others will say? is because my upbringing taught me to disagree with that. Really being honest with yourself and finding the answers to why is tough. But be aware that you will likely try to make excuses for yourself and your feelings. Yeah, we do this all the time. So be aware, you will make excuses for yourself and your feelings in why you feel that way. You want to justify how you feel a certain way. But I'm saying dig deep and evaluate those feelings. This won't be easy, but understanding where your expectations are coming from is important. My hope is that this self-analysis on why things need to be a certain way will lead you to an aha moment, which then will lead you to surrendering those expectations and accepting your child for the person that they are. It can really save your relationship. Again, I'm going to give you a free PDF today to help you start exploring these whys of why you might have an expectation. Where's this judgment or label or something that's important? Where is it coming from? So please look in the show notes for that free PDF. Download it, and I hope it helps. You are an impactful parent, and I'm just here to help. Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. So go to the Impactful Parent website and sign up for a 30-day challenge. Browse the free resources or register for the weekly newsletter so that you don't miss a parenting tip that can help you and your family. Thanks for listening today, and go to theimpactfulparent.com. See you next episode.